Well, hey there, you. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm mostly doing the intro this way to troll Lisa, and it's mostly working.
It's mostly working.
It's mostly working. This is the podcast where we cover anything and everything in the self-help world genre. We have a more than 130 book reviews of the world's most popular self-help books. We've got, I don't know, dozens and dozens of articles, thought-provoking questions, all sorts of juicy little squirrely sort of fascinating topics. Lisa covered her mouth when I did that like a gasp.
You were squirming like a seven-year-old on the bus at Disneyland.
It is. First of all, thank you for seeing me. Second of all, it's a shame we're not filming this so everyone could see.
I think they can all imagine it.
The winkle. So Lisa is trolling me lately because I said, hey, what are you bringing to this episode? Like, we take turns, you know, figuring out the topics. I said, what are you bringing this episode? And she said, I said, is it like a je provoque? Like, what do I say in the intro? And she was like, I'm not telling you.
Did we say who we are?
Oh, listen, that's Lisa Linke.
That's Misty Stinnett. And by we, I mean, did you?
We are. That's right. I had one job and I can't anymore.
Misty.
Well, hold on.
Oh,
you asked and answered. The plane that's flying overhead wants to get in on this conversation, too.
That's my boyfriend. He's checking in on me.
Wow.
A little. He likes to oversee things.
Earn the wings of love.
You missed my bit.
Say it again.
He likes to oversee things. I'm begging for you to leave
who
this part in.
Who wants to? Oh, I will.
Oh, yay!
Who wants to guest host on the podcast so I can take a break? Hit at us. Go help yourself podcast at gmail.com.
Thank you.
And Lisa and I are also best friends and co-hosts.
Burst friends.
And I need you to know that this dynamic is not performative to the podcast.
Oh,
this
no.
is how we live our lives.
It's the power of the pod.
No. Louise. This is from maybe our last episode, one of our last two episodes.
Because we quit after
this. We quit.
Can I do mine now?
Well, I need everyone to get in on the joke, Lisa. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
No, and we will. I know a three-minute intro is quite the intro. You guys, you're tired, right? I'm tired. We just want to put our feet up and be like, we don't want to do this, right? But listen, Lisa was so shocked by something I said. She meant to say, geez, Louise, but only Louise came out.
Only Louise.
She said, Louise!
I loved it so much.
Okay, Lisa, stop dilly-dallying.
You're
what
right.
is this
I'm
episode
so sorry.
About?
Misty, long-time loyal listeners, first-time listeners, whoa. I need you to know something about Misty. Whenever we do the intro and we say that we sometimes do self-help trivia, afterwards she goes, you know, we've only done that like twice and we keep saying it. Well, Misty, no more.
No!
I have 9 self-help trivia questions for you.
My quan amongst quans.
And you are going to get them right or get them wrong. And if you're playing along at home, you can pause and Google research. Put your laptop down, Misty.
Oh, okay. Yep.
You can't do that. Misty okay. has to. You're the it's, co-host it's a blank, of a...
I know.
You're a tabula rasa. Is that what? The right use of that blank slate?
Rasa?
Wouldn't Rosa, that mean tabula rasa? Listen, we don't have time for this. Stay on target.
Okay.
Stay on target.
Okay. Yep.
No, I don't want you to use Google. If you're at home, you can. Okay. But she's staring at her laptop and her phone at the same time. So if you're playing along at home, feel free to pause and Google the answer so you are so smart. If Misty misses it, she's a terrible co-host of a self-help podcast.
Wow. Thank you.
Misty, question number one.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote the best-selling self-help book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People?
Stephen R. Covey.
Wow, she even got the middle name. That is correct.
Thank you.
Question number two. Missy, are you ready?
I'm ready, but I feel like we need sound effects for this.
Okay.
I finally get to use... Yes. I'm ready.
Okay. Misty.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is the term often used to describe the process of setting specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals?
The SMART method.
That is correct.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I wish we wouldn't have invited those people into our living room. Misty, are you ready for question number three?
Yes.
I don't think you're ready for question number three.
By the way, this is so high stakes because it's not only like, ooh, we're finally doing trivia, but it's like, could undermine my relevance as a self-help
as person. A human being. Here we go. Which ancient philosophy emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment and finding contentment in simplicity?
Which ancient philosophy
emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment and finding contentment in simplicity?
Stoicism.
You are correct.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Tip your waitress.
Mister, are you ready for question number four?
Yeah.
What is the psychological concept?
Nope. Take it back.
What is the psychological concept that describes the tendency to focus on negative events or aspects of life while ignoring the positive ones?
That is the negativity bias.
Holy cow. You are correct.
Thank you. Wow. You guys.
So you're not ready for question number five.
Lay it on us, Lisa.
Who coined the term self-actualization to describe the realization of one's full potential?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Self-actualization. Who coined the term self-actualization to describe the realization of one's full potential?
You know, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh my God, the guy, the power of positive. Is it
no
Norman Vincent Peale?
It is not. Let me give you a hint for half credit.
Okay.
You might say that self-actualization occurs at the top of a pyramid, maybe at the top of a hierarchy of your basic needs.
Maslow.
That is correct. But since it was for half credit, it's actually negative 1,000 points. So you're at negative 998.
Again, putting out a call for a guest substitute host. Mm-hmm. Great.
Misty. What is the term for the practice of intentionally focusing one's awareness on the present moment, often through meditation or mindfulness exercises?
Mindfulness,
yes,
baby.
That's right. You're right. Oh my gosh.
Listen, it's not my first time with mindfulness, everybody. But it is our first time really including sound effects.
Misty.
On the podcast. Okay, all right, I'll stop. Go ahead. Yeah.
Which self-help author and motivational speaker wrote the book Awaken the Giant Within? We have not covered this book.
Which self-help author or motivational Awaken the Giant Within? I'm going to say Tony Robbins.
Ooh, that's correct. Also, because he's a giant. Okay.
Wait, I'm kind of nailing this.
You really are. You have two questions to go.
Oh, thank God, you guys. I think that's a passing grade already. We can coast through senior year. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this one's a little bit of a hard one. Okay. Number eight. What is the name of the cognitive bias that leads individuals to overestimate their own abilities and underestimate the capabilities of others?
Oh, hold on a second.
It's two names and they're hyphenated.
Oh man, I know this one, but I'm the thing that's coming to mind for me is.
You want to phone a friend?
I do want to phone a friend, but I was just thinking about how like we all, yeah, I do. Okay. Yes, please.
Do you know the first letter is D and the second letter of the second name is K.
Daniel Kahneman. I will phone Daniel Kahneman, the founder of behavioral economics. Are we loving these sound effects or what?
No. No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
Is this better?
The cognitive bias is called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Oh, would not have gotten that one. So let's just say...
Let's move on.
Misty, your last question. Number nine. Yeah. What is the term for the process of consciously replacing negative or unhelpful thoughts with positive, constructive ones?
Affirmations, baby.
No.
Okay.
Listen to the question again. What is the term for the process of consciously replacing negative or unhelpful thoughts with positive, constructive ones?
You're looking at me really intensely when you say replacing. So I'm going to say
because
cognitive replacement theory.
You're so close. Cognitive restructuring, or more commonly known, reframing.
A rough, we love a reframe.
Yeah, that last question was worth 10,000 points. So you are in the hole, and each point is worth $1 owed to me. So I'll be collecting my $18,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the podcast was also saturated with the patriarchy. You know what I'm saying?
Misty, we had some trivia.
Trivia. Lisa, that was so fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you guys enjoyed playing along at home. I hope that you paused and got the Google answer correct so that you beat Misty at this trivia.
Why am I leaving? I feel like I just smashed that and I am leaving.
Feeling like kind of a loser, Lisa.
Well, you are.
Lisa, go to bed. Lisa, go to bed.
Clean up on aisle. See, the best part about this is that every time I try to use the cool sound, she takes it off. It's so good.
Oh, no, no. I don't. The truth is, listen, everyone, this is a 3-for-1 episode. It's trivia. It tests my expertise as a self-help person, as a self-help
guru.
I was going to say thought leader, and then I hated it. I'm not a thought leader. No, I am.
You're a guru.
Stop it. Stop it. As a self-help person who has studied a lot of this stuff.
As a self-help person.
As an SHP. Also known as a SAP. A SAP. I don't know how to get the sound effect on your microphone.
So no, that's fine. That's cool. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
That's fine. I don't need anything. It's totally fine.
We're going to figure it out. And I'm so glad, you know, write into us. Let us know what you thought of the sound effects.
Let us know what your score was.
And if Lisa and I should still be friends, because it's unclear. It's unclear to me. Listen, we also, you may have heard this on our last couple episodes, but it's super exciting.
Yes.
We recorded finally our top 10 self-help books of all time. There is a whole episode on it. 5 from me, 5 from Lisa. You cannot get it anywhere else but gohelpyourself.co. It is free. It is waiting for you all hours of the night and day. Whatever your schedule is like, go get it.
It's so interesting. Using the soundboard has really freed you up in this episode.
I feel more fully self-expressed.
You feel self-actualized.
Which was from Diane Kruger.
That's right. Or Maslow, Abraham
okay.
Maslow.
Okay. And with that, everybody,
life is abundant.
Go Help Yourself was produced by Misty Stinnett and Lisa Linke in Los Angeles, California.
I mean, it was hella produced by Misty Stinnett with those sounds.
And all of the trolling takes place by Lisa Linke.
Yep.
And another one.
And another one.
Original music composed and recorded and crafted by Mad Sav.
They're
amazing. Thanks for listening. Leave us a review if you feel like it.
Bye.
Bye.